Chapter 10. The Scandal of Prediction. One March evening, a few men and women were standing on the esplanade overlooking the bay outside the Sydney Opera House. It was close to the end of the summer in Sydney, but the men were wearing jackets despite the warm weather. The women were more thermally comfortable than the men, but they had to suffer the impaired mobility of high heels. They all had come to pay the price of sophistication. Soon they would listen for several hours to a collection of oversized men and women singing endlessly in Russian. Many of the opera-bound people looked like they worked for the local office of J.P. Morgan or some other financial institution, where employees experience differential wealth from the rest of the local population, with concomitant pressures on them to live by sophisticated script, wine, and opera. But I was not there to take a peek at the neo-sophisticates. I had come to look at the Sydney Opera House, a building that adorns every Australian tourist brochure. Indeed, it is striking, though it looks like the sort of building architects create in order to impress other architects. That evening walk in the very pleasant part of Sydney called the Rocks was a pilgrimage. While Australians were under the illusion that they had built a monument to distinguish their skyline, what they'd really done was to construct a monument to our failure to predict, to plan, and to come to grips with our unknowledge of the future, our systematic underestimation of what the future has in store. The Australians had actually built a symbol of the epistemic arrogance of the human race. The story is as follows. The Sydney Opera House was supposed to open in early 1963 at a cost of $7 million Australian dollars. It finally opened its doors more than 10 years later. And although it was a less ambitious version than initially envisioned, it ended up costing around 104 million Australian dollars. While there are far worse cases of planning failures, namely the Soviet Union, or failures to forecast, all important historical events, the Sydney Opera House provides an aesthetic, at least in principle, illustration of the difficulties. This Opera House story is the mildest of all the distortions we'll discuss in this section. It was only money, and it didn't cause the spilling of innocent blood. But it's nevertheless emblematic. This chapter has two topics. First, we're demonstrably arrogant about what we think we know. We certainly know a lot, but we've a built-in tendency to think that we know a little bit more than we actually do, enough of that little bit to occasionally get into serious trouble. We shall see how you can verify, even measure, such arrogance in your own living room. Second, we'll look at the implications of this arrogance for all the activities involving prediction. Why on earth do we predict so much? Worse even, and more interesting, why don't we talk about our record in predicting? Why don't we see how we almost always miss the big events? I call this the scandal of prediction.